All Arizona Daily Download. Daily Download.
The top five local stories of the day.
Now. Five.
Arizona GOP won't stop whining.
Yeah, we've got another, I don't even know if you want to call it a controversy. The Arizona GOP is planning to audit the Maricopa County Recorder's role in this last election, the midterm election. The chairman, Jonathan Blurred Lines, said he was asking an attorney to conduct the audit to see exactly what happened and how the votes are counted.
I could tell him what happened. His candidate didn't get more votes than Kyrsten Sinema. I mean, that's really it.
Well, Doug Ducey did.
Doug Ducey got a ton of votes, sure. Okay, so here is a Jonathan Blurred Lines.
I have received so many complaints.
How many?
Bull.
How many?
Bull.
And concerns about the voting process.
I don't believe you.
And then on top of Adrian's emergency vote centers, and it seemed like maybe a coordinated effort with the Sinema campaign.
Where's the proof? Where's the proof that Adrian
Fontes...
Yeah, what
do you mean it seems like?
The Maricopa County reporter was in cahoots with Kyrsten Sinema.
Jeez.
This guy is a loony.
You know,
okay? This guy's lost his mind.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt that we have to get our act together, and every county should count the same, and everybody in every county should prove that your vote counts, right?
Everything was done fine, except it's just slow.
This guy says, you know what? We're going to start before, during, and after the midterm election. Really?
Four.
Arizona smashed records.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily a good thing. Arizona voter turnout in 2018 will be the highest it's been for midterm elections in 36 years.
Why is that bad?
Because nearly 65% of the state's registered voters cast a ballot, a record 2.4 million.
Why is that bad?
Because that's still 65%.
Okay, what do you want?
I want 90. I want 95.
Why?
How about everybody come out and vote? Why are you staying home and not vote? Not you. Well, why are the other percentages not staying home and not voting? Come on.
Wouldn't you rather them stay home if they're not up on the props?
I don't know.
And they're not up on who the governor is?
I don't know if they're up or not. I mean, I'm not saying everybody who voted knew what they were voting for either. We've seen that in the past.
Diane Douglas.
Yeah. So, you know, I would like to see this a little bit higher. I don't want to go, oh, we broke a record. We got up to 40%. Oh, my goodness. That's not something to be proud of.
Well,
come on,
I mean,
let's get it close to 100.
I think if you look at how Arizona has voted, let's go back to the primary where Martha McSally had to beat two opponents.
Yeah.
Arizona got it right there. I mean, that means that, you know, the voters
as
are,
far as that
picking the... Yeah, I'm just...
Voting?
Just as an example.
All right.
I'm not saying that the voters got it right with Sinema over McSally. That's an opinion.
Yeah. Women and young voters turned out the most as well, which I guess is good. But let's shoot for 80 to 90 next time, people.
Let's go for 14.
Three.
The number three story on the All Arizona Daily Download. A Phoenix 9-year-old is awesome.
Yes. She basically went out and got a whole bunch of turkeys for needy families. It's a Phoenix 9-year-old girl, 100 turkeys for the St. Mary's Food Bank. Here she is, 9-year-old Maddie.
I chew like a turkey with
a... Did she say she shot a turkey or she drew a turkey?
I don't think she shot it.
I chew like a turkey with my hand.
She drew a turkey with her hand. I'm sorry. She did not shoot the turkey.
She didn't shoot a turkey with her hand.
My bad.
And I said, help me collect 100 turkeys for the turkey drive.
I love kids like this. I love it. And you know what? I am positive that she came up with the idea all by herself. I really am.
Why couldn't she come up with 200 turkeys? I mean, come on, people. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's do a little.
Are you ripping little Maddie?
Job.
Are you ripping little Maddie or the people?
Never happy.
No.
You're
no.
never happy.
No.
Hold on. You want 100% of people to vote?
Registered, yes.
And you want 200 turkeys instead of 100 turkeys?
No. St. Mary's Food Bank needs turkeys, but what this little girl did was recognize a need and went out on her own. I mean, obviously,
love
her
it.
Parents helped.
Yeah.
And did something a lot of us wouldn't even think to do, wouldn't even think that St. Mary's Food Bank needs our help. Good for her.
Good
That's
for
great.
You, Maddie. Nice job.
Two.
Less flu in Arizona.
Oh, thank goodness. I don't even want to, like, go out in public these days because of the flu.
But that was last year. Remember last year?
Right. Ooh. Now we're finding out that there have been fewer confirmed cases of the flu in Arizona this season so far than last year. The state health department has come out and said this, about 235 less human beings with the flu.
That's great. The Arizona Department of Health's Interactive Flu Dashboard.
What? Otherwise known as?
The ADHIFA. Basically, the dashboard shows when you're speeding, if you need more gas, when your engine light comes on. So,
What?
It's Friday, man. I'm just, you know.
Last flu season was among the worst in Arizona history.
Yeah.
At least 500, I'm saving the show again, Becky.
Apparently.
Lynn. At least 523 deaths in the state were related to the flu.
Let me ask you.
In
1718. Did more people you know this year get flu shots?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because last year, remember, they did not, it did not wipe out the strain that they wanted it to, and a lot more people, I know more people who didn't get flu shots because of last year saying, well, why bother?
I think our friend Jim Cross, who is a KTRO reporter,
yeah.
He said, yeah, I got the flu. Next year, I'm getting the flu shot.
Yeah.
One.
Mesa man popped by cop sues.
Oh, geez. Okay, remember over the summer, there was a viral video that went out. I don't remember if it was a viral video, actually, or it was a video from...
It was security camera video
there you go.
From the apartment complex.
There was an apartment complex. Two people tried to break in to a girl's apartment.
An ex-boyfriend and a friend.
And so one of the guys decided to comply with police, sat there, shut his mouth, didn't say anything. Then you had this other guy, Robert Johnson, who... was disrespecting the police by not looking at them, not talking to them, looking at his cell phone, typing on his cell phone. And one of the cops had an up and punched him.
Yeah.
And the guy fell like a sack of bricks.
Well, hit him several times in the face.
Right. This guy's now suing Mesa PD for $2 million. So the moral of the story is, be a criminal, break into somebody's apartment, and make $2 million.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
According to the claim, that they want $1,974,000. Again, why don't you just go for $2 million?
Good luck.
Man.
Good luck.
No, he'll get money. I'm telling you, he'll get money. Yeah, does he deserve money?
We don't really know.
No.
That, though. I don't know that he's going to get money.
But I'm telling you, man, more and more people see this kind of behavior as this is my lottery ticket. Mm-hmm. If I can find, if the Mesa PD wants to go make this go away, they'll settle. They'll give him money, which only means there'll be more lawsuits.
The All-Arizona Daily Download. The top five local stories of the day with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All-Arizona Daily Download brought to you by Inspire Sleep. If CPAP isn't working for you, learn about Inspire, a revolutionary treatment for sleep apnea with no mask, no hose, no noise. Go to inspiresleep.com today.